ever wondered what to expect during the first few days following dental implant surgery?
I was under the impression that I was going to be down and out for a month.
You're swollen, they're new, they did feel big.
We're going to count down the top five most frequently asked questions about the process.
So definitely stick around for question number one. I'm going to go into more about the not just physical recovery, but the financial recovery.
Speaking of finances, if you're wondering what dental implants cost, you can find a free cost and information guide in the link below. Starting out with question number five, this question comes from Zeb. He asks, did your teeth feel big for your mouth? The lower one even feels like it crowds my tongue a bit. Randy, what did your teeth feel like right after surgery?
So initially, they did feel big. You're swollen, they're new, everything in your mouth is going on. And once the swelling even goes down, they are going to feel awkward, and awkward in a good way, but you're just adjusting. You've had major surgery. Everything in your mouth is all brand new. You got to get your brain and your mouth rewired so that they're working together, and then it's smooth sailing from there.
How long after surgery would you say your teeth started feeling a bit more natural? Or maybe you didn't even start to feel them at all.
For me, after surgery, when I really started settling in was obviously when the gums, you know, had gone down, the swelling there. And I took these babies out on a test run, and I went to karaoke one night. And it was 2 months to the day from when I received my new smile. 2 months. And That was what I was going to do. I'm like, let's just go do this and see what this can do. And man, it was wonderful because I got up there, didn't feel any different. Everything came out perfectly. You could understand my words, everything. So for me, it was within that first 2 months.
Full disclosure, by the way, there's some writing at the bottom of the screen. Nuvia teeth do not give you superpower karaoke skills. Just so you know, but it sounds like you hit karaoke and were able to just sing and feel good and not feel that foreign feeling, if you will, at about that 2 month mark. You felt like everything really settled in.
Yeah, very much. Very much. It was, like I said, awesome. It was just a couple of months and then I was already forgetting, you know, would there be an occasion from, you know, after that, especially up until your 4 months? Sure, because you're still healing. But that was really the point when it hit for me where I wasn't thinking about them all the time.
V, did you have a similar experience to Randy?
Yeah, it feels a little weird just because it's not the same structure as before. And I had a lot of air and gap between all my teeth, even though I had most of my teeth. I think I was missing like four, like the wisdom teeth I didn't have. But yes, it did feel a little crowded. It felt really foreign. But that's what a normal smile and healthy smile, I guess, is supposed to feel like. So I've been told. So I just went with it. Like the teeth themselves, I think, started feeling like they were my teeth. Like right now, today, they feel like they're mine. I don't feel like they're fake. They don't feel weird. They don't feel overcrowded. They feel normal and natural. And I think to get to that point took me at least a month or so before I felt 100% like, all right, I can rock these. Yeah.
Moving on to question number four. This comes from Ray. Ray says, I'm wondering if anyone has been able to use just Tylenol post-surgery. I know that everybody's experience is different, but Randy, what helped you with the initial discomfort you may have experienced after surgery?
I did have the pain meds, but I didn't want to take them if I didn't need to. And I really didn't need to. So, you know, they were there as a backup, so to speak, you know, but I was able to manage everything with just simple Tylenol, ibuprofen. After a couple of days, I just cut it back to the ibuprofen more for the swelling and things like that. And I was good to go. As you said, we are all very different. I don't know of anyone that has mentioned anything that once they're past that 2 weeks, it's still there. It's gone.
That's amazing. So even if there is some discomfort, and again, everyone is different, it is usually very short-lived.
Very much so. I am a big baby when it comes to pain. I'm the first one.
You and me both, baby.
I mean, you're honestly eating food that night. It's wild. It's wild to have surgery, 24 hours later, have teeth, and that night, you can eat a soft food diet, no liquid, scrambled eggs, mashed potato, mac and cheese. Just get right on it.
I love that. 0 to 60 in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
V, was your experience anything like Randy's?
Well, I did try to use the pain meds, but they were not, I didn't react well to them. So I used Tylenol, and the Tylenol was perfect. And the pain meds I just gave back to the pharmacist to get rid of because they did not work for me, which is fine because the Tylenol worked just fine for me. So I was good with just using the Tylenol. There was some discomfort, but I think it's mainly because they extracted everything. So when they actually put in the teeth, the pain went away. And I think the reason for that is because the teeth covered the gums. So after the teeth went in, heaven!
All right. Our number three question comes from John, who says, I just had my surgery today. How exciting. And are you able to start eating soup and mashed potatoes, I would assume, after they put these beautiful teeth in? So what did that look like for you, Randy? How soon after surgery were you able to eat soup and mashed potatoes?
The night that I came home with my new teeth, which was 24 hours after surgery, you know, I jumped right in. I started with soup. I wanted to test the waters. I had gone 10 years with no teeth. So, you know, it was a very traumatizing experience. So I did ease into it. However, I was not hungry by any means. I had applesauce, Jell-O, soup, you know, yogurt, all of those things that I could have that I felt very comfortable with. And I was able to chew, and it allowed me to start learning how to use this new mouth. And now it's on.
Game on, baby. Yeah. Bring it on, right? Apples, tacos, chips. It's amazing that you were able to go right into a soft food diet and avoid a liquid diet at all. I know when you get your dental implants from some other places, sometimes you have to do a liquid diet for maybe up to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So it must have felt so amazing to be able to dive right into softer foods.
Absolutely. I became best friends with my crock pot. And it was great because you just go online and search, and there's so much out there. And for me, again, coming from a denture situation, I was eating better already during that first 4 months because I knew right away, you know, some people do get stuck on, okay, I'm going to have to have mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, you know, these like 4 or 5 different things. No, I was eating, you know, chicken enchilada soup, you know, you just have to cook it long enough to where the magic fork takes care of business. But if you truly take the plastic fork and allow it to do what it is, if it cuts through, it's fair game.
I like that. The magic fork.
Yes.
V, what was that like for you?
Getting my permanent teeth in within 24 hours allowed me to eat my soft foods immediately. So you got to be careful because anything too hot or too cold will shock your gums. So you don't want to go too hot or too cold, but you can eat it immediately.
What was your favorite go-to food after surgery?
Ice cream. So my niece and I, because my niece was proud of me and she promised she would do this anyway, we went out and got like 10 different types and gallons of ice cream. And we literally sat down like calories never existed. And we just went to town on trying all the different flavors because I could finally eat ice cream again because there's no sensitivity to the cold. And it's actually good for you to eat cold things right after the surgery because it helps like any inflammation that you may have had. So as soon as I learned that I could do that, that's what I did. I have no remorse, no regrets. It was wonderful. You know, I think it taught my niece to not be fearful, even though you're fearful. It taught her to have faith. It taught her to educate yourself when you don't know the answers until you're comfortable. There's a lot that came out of this besides a healthy mouth and a beautiful smile. You know, there's a lot of other things that this impacted, like the kids watching me go through it all. You know, they learned that, well, she was terrified and she did it. So I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do the thing I'm afraid to do. You know, and folks who go through this journey have a lot of emotions that they have to go through. And being able to go through those emotions in a healthy way where you include your support system, which includes the kids, lets them see and learn firsthand, you know, when something scary is happening in your life, even though you're scared, make sure that you still move forward. Don't let it paralyze you. You know, if I would have let the fear paralyze me, I would have never gotten this done. Because I would have allowed the fears and the insecurities to win, which means I ultimately sacrificed my happiness. I didn't know that I would be this happy. I didn't know that a smile could change your life the way it did. This is before all that. You know, all I thought about was I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy for my girls. I want to be healthy for my niece. I want to be healthy for my friends and family. I don't want to be miserable. And I love food. So I want to be able to eat my food.
Moving on to question number two from Zandria. How soon did you all go back to work after surgery? I have a total of 7 consecutive days off scheduled. Should I take more? How long did you take off for work after surgery, Randy?
Well, for me, I'm actually retired from the Army, so I didn't have that obstacle there. And by obstacle, it's very minute in the whole thing. Although, again, I didn't have to go to work. I was back up and running at full speed a week at the most. You know, there was, you still got some things going on, but you're up and moving around and ready to take on the world. And you're like, what? This was just a week ago. What the heck? It's amazing.
Wow.
You save so much time. You can get right back to things because you don't have all the additional appointments. You know, you don't have all the temporary that you've got to deal with. If I were working, I could see myself having taken a week off. Would I have needed that? Probably not. But just a few extra days just to, you know, get yourself together, you know, do some mental adjusting and all of that. Because, again, you've got the physical and you've got the mental. And I know for myself, that's all I can speak for. I don't know which one was worse. So I was balancing and adjusting all of that together. So, yeah, I mean, you're giving yourself a week. That's plenty of time. V, I know you didn't need a month, and I know that you took one off, but I'm not mad at you because you took that time to go out and be one with your teeth, get comfortable with them, and show those bad babies off.
Yeah. I took a month off of work. Oh, I was dying by the end of that month, though. I was so ready to go back to work because I'm like, okay, I'm bored now. I could have gone back to work the day after I got my implants, but since I'd taken a month off of work, I decided to take full advantage and just go on vacation with my new smile. So I think the time that you need to take off of work will differ from folk to folk because at the end of the day, we're all different.
So do you think that getting your permanent teeth in 24 hours also helps save some time and really allow you to get back to your normal life more quickly?
So allowing me to have my teeth, my permanent teeth in 24 hours allowed me the comfort of starting to get used to them and then allowing me to figure out life now as I knew it. So starting to learn how to speak, knowing that they're not going to change. If I did needed it adjusted, I could have gone back to Nuvia. I didn't need any adjustments, but if you ever did, they're there for you. Also with any questions, they answered a lot of my questions. I called that office like daily. You have to understand, like, this was not a decision I made overnight. This was a decision I made after talking to everyone I knew who had dentures, everyone I knew who had implants, everyone I knew who could help me research it. I looked at Google reviews. I looked at Yelp reviews. I looked online. I looked at other countries. I looked so many different places, and I did so much research on dental implant centers because it's my body and it's me. So I'm not going to go in with, you know, any random person. I looked at success rate. I looked at so many different things that it does not surprise me at all that Nuvia is named as 2024 Dental Implant Center of the Year because the reviews, the testimonies from the actual people solidify it. It's like, look at this. No one knows these are fake. No one. They look real. They feel real. Like, I can do this without them popping out. You know, a friend of mine I'm going to put him on blast. So a friend of mine has dentures. And when I talked to him about it, he told me, get the implants. Please get the implants. And I said, why? And he did this and they popped.
Wow.
And he tells me, he's like, so it's me and I can handle the humor behind it. But as a woman, I imagine, right, being me, you would care about what that looks like and what that feels like. And if you're in the middle of like a date or something, you don't want that happening. So just for the factor of self-esteem, I recommend you do the implants, you know, because of that, of that reason alone, which I thought was hysterical. But yeah, anyway, so that's why I want to be like, when I do this, I want to do it right, because it doesn't surprise me at all. When I talk to other folks, they're like, oh yeah, I had dental issues in my 30s. And then I tried to fix it and they spent all this money on fixing their teeth and then they lost them anyway. But then by the time they were ready to do like implants, they had lost so much bone, like they'd lost so much bone that they didn't qualify because they waited too long. And that scared me.
Now for the big question number one, which has to do with the post-surgery finances. Ronice asked, how easy is it for insurance to pay for this service? Do I have to jump through hoops to qualify through insurance? You know, I'm sure just like this procedure is different for everyone, everybody's insurance is also different. So what was that like for you, V?
For me and my situation, my insurance covered the extractions because that's medical, but they didn't cover my extractions and they came up with every reason why they couldn't. So I wouldn't rely, if it's me, I wouldn't rely on the insurance covering a big portion of this because it's more cosmetic than it is medical to them, which I know is ridiculous. I don't make me start on that, but what I will say is talk to your CPA, because that's the route that I took, is because this was medically needed and it was a health concern, then my CPA was able to help me with filing on taxes for medical. So my advice to you is to call your insurance with the expectation that they're not going to help you with anything, and then get on the horn with your CPA so that you can figure out what your options actually are to help you with paying this down.
Randy, what did that look like for you?
For me, I will say that I was blessed because I had everything offered to me for Snap-on dentures and implants offered through the VA, not one single penny. And I could have taken that route, but I knew that once I saw Nuvia, I actually already had my appointment scheduled with the VA.
So you had an appointment already scheduled through the VA to get Snap-on dentures. It was going to be paid for by the VA. However, you learned about Nuvia, you went and did the consultation, and you actually chose to pay for your permanent teeth, which you have now, over something free because you knew in the long run for you it was the better option.
Absolutely, no doubt. When I, like, wow. I said, when I walked in the door, you know, I went in, and of course, you know, for me, in the back of my mind, it's like, wait a minute, Randy, you've already got your appointment scheduled. What are you doing? That's why you gave in and said, let's go this route with the VA. It has to be better. But what kept getting me was that they were still dentures. You were still going to have your palate covered. None of these things. And with Nuvia, 24 hours later, you've got your arches. I have my palate back in my life. I can chew. Food tastes good. And not only does it taste good, but a lot of it I can actually taste. So it's wonderful. And I would do it again and again because I truly got my life back. And I know I'm not the only one. And the Smile Maker Club on Facebook, you just see them. So many people over and over and over talking about it. And we don't talk about it just one day. We still share selfies. I took one selfie in almost the 10-year period. I take probably 10 a day. And I'm not over.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That is awesome. V, was your experience anything like Randy's?
So I went with a payment arrangement. And although I could pay it off, I choose to have the cash savings so that my family is safe. But I like having the opportunity to make that payment because you could pay more. You could pay it off if you really wanted to. So I feel like when there's a will, there's a way. And if you budget your money and you really get down to how much you're spending, I think you'd be surprised how affordable this would be and how much you actually could do this if you just get creative a little bit.
Well, listen, this has been really fun. V, Randy, thank you so much for answering some of the top five questions that have to do with the recovery right after dental implant surgery. And if you have questions about what this could cost for you, you can download the dental implant cost guide in the description below for more information.
Want to know what dental implants are really like? Click in the link in our bio to hear more from real patients.